Now, if you're just tuning in wondering what we're up to, we're featuring music from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia's own superb family group, the Barra McNeils. And we'll go back to that right now.
Stuart, you have a number of Celtic songs here. My Gaelic is not good at all. The fourth track, how would you pronounce that?
Morivin Don. Actually, it's Rivin Don, but the chorus, when the line comes out, it's Morivin Don.
Wow.
And it's my brown-haired girl. That song's actually written by the McDonald brothers from the legendary Runrig band, and it's one that's been a favorite of Lucy's for a long time, and she does such a gorgeous job on singing the song, and it's basically a love song, and it takes place in a frosty evening, and he very much sings his praises to her of how he would put her higher than the stars, even if he was standing at the farthest parts of the universe.
Why?
He would still put her higher.
So wow.
That's quite a testimony of love.
Here it is.
Morivin Don.
Oh, Moru. Yauri rochas fu na bliadi can no vuai son hia duaya mi gut khushin shahat kush tambien ska huli yara aum sabas ah halino kantuk mi hui Nyara ku Oh moru Han wa haun khotru prigu Gaunan kriya makju Savoy chava
That's Moravian Dawn, and it comes from the Bear McNeils on the Bright Side, and I'm speaking with Stuart McNeil about all of this these songs here. You know, if you don't mind my saying it, and maybe it's just me, but I've Lucy's vocals are outstanding. I don't know if I've
she's
ever
singing
heard.
Better than she has in her whole life, I think. She
okay, I'm not
great
alone.
Soul in the vocals, and technically she's sounding wonderful.
Well, when we get to the last track and you hear her vocals, it's going to knock everybody down. Ooh, she sounds just lovely. All right, let's see. Mademoiselle Galant. Who is Mademoiselle Galant?
Mademoiselle Galant is now Boyd, who's in the band. That's Boyd's wife.
Now. Oh, no kidding.
Yes, it is. And she used to play when they had the band Sans Cheval.
And oh,
she was the boron player and the dancer.
Really?
And,
well, I would have met her.
Yes, you would have.
I go back to Sans Cheval. My daughter, who was at Bishop's University at the time, called me up and said, "Dad, you've got to hear this group. They're coming in from Great Britain. You must come out and hear this group." And I did, and I was blown away. And I said, "Boys, where are you playing next?" And they said, "Well, we're going to be playing at the Black Sheep in Wakefield, somewhere in Western Quebec." I said, "Really? Would you like me to introduce you?"
Cool.
And they said, "Yeah, why not?" So I just lived down the road. and that's how I met them. And then I saw them at the Perth Stuart Park Festival and a number of other places. They were a brilliant band.
Yeah, they were very popular. And they had one reunion at Celtic Colors 2 years ago,
I
think it was.
I was there.
Yeah, and they just had they made some lovely albums, too.
They did so.
Yeah, very.
They did so, and one day I'll go back and play them and maybe play an interview I did with Boyd. Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
They were really, really good. I loved them, the group. So Boyd and Ryan are both with you guys now.
Yeah, well, Ryan played with us for over 10 years. But he married a girl from South Africa, a Highland dancer, and he's living in South Africa.
Right.
He's been there for a few years now.
I think they mentioned that at the reunion. Wow, isn't that neat? Well, and speaking about Boyd and Ryan, so the current band, describe the current band for us.
The current band, well, it's Seamus, Kyle, myself, Stuart, and Lucy, and Boyd. And Jamie Gaddy has been our adopted brother now for over 20 years now. It's hard to believe, and he plays basses on the albums and tours with it as well. He's we're so lucky to have him, and he also keeps score when we play darts on the road.
So. Oh, he's valuable. Gotta have one in.
He's handy.
Okay. I don't want to forget to play Mademoiselle Galant, but why don't we put a couple together here? If you would speak to us about Daisy. Here's another Lucy vocal.
I'm going to have to check the name on that.
So Daisy is, I'm not sure who wrote Daisy.
Daisy, oh my God, let me think of her name. Oh, no. Oh yeah, wait now. Give it. Here it comes. It's coming. It's coming.
You sound like me.
Palward, Corrine Palward.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, it's a gorgeous song.
Where's she from?
She's from Scotland.
Oh,
and
okay.
She's written some real gems over the years, mm-hmm. That's a song that Lucy was very fond of, and. I think part of the appeal to Lucy too is that Lucy has a couple of young girls now who are growing up very fast, and I think that's what Daisy is all about. It's just seeing your young daughter growing up, trying to warn her to have street smarts of some sort. And
nice.
It's not always easy.
No.
But that's the message of Daisy.
having raised a daughter, I could speak to this, and I'll bet you a lot of people listening in will relate to this. All right, let's put this is a nice combination. We'll put Mademoiselle Galant together. That's a kind of
tempo. And I should mention, I didn't quite get to Mademoiselle Galant is written by Boyd.
Okay.
I just love it. It's this big, grandiose waltz that he wrote for her, but it just evolves into this thing, a snowball that just keeps changing form. It's like rubber, the form of it. It's a wonderful piece. And we also we've played this with in our symphony shows, and it's wonderful. If you can just imagine being in Vienna or something, waltzing around. There certainly has a bit of that feel as well.
All righty, so here are Mademoiselle Galant, and we'll back it with Daisy.
spread your arms so wide. Why don't you keep a little something inside? I know you think that hands are made for pulling us through, but there are people in this world who don't think like you do. Hey Daisy, darling, don't kill them all you can. Why don't you keep a few more cards in your hand? I know you'll only say a thing you believe to be true, but there are people in this world who don't think like you do. They don't think like you do. Some don't think at all. Instead, I know you think that everyone should be paid what they're due, but there are people in this world who don't think like you do. They don't think like you do. Some don't think. I know you think that hands are made for pulling us through, but there are people in this world who don't think like you do. And I know you'll only say a thing you believe to be true, but there are people in this world who don't think like you do. They don't think like you do.
All right, everyone, that's Daisy and the lovely voice of Lucy McNeil, backed up with Mademoiselle Galant.
I think Karen Polwart, that's who wrote that song.
Well, that's a name that rings a bell.
Yeah.
I think I must have played other of her compositions.
I'm sure you have. She's just an incredible talent. I just love her songs.
Okay. Clouds Under My Feet, another Lucy vocal here, too.
Well, Clouds Under My Feet is one that I wrote, and I suppose it's on the outside fringe for what people think of when what you think of for Barry McNeil songs, but it Lucy gets to really open up and sing on this one, and it's a song. Actually, we did demos for this a long time ago, and the song never really went away. Like, it didn't go on the albums in the past. But it was always one that we brought it back out and said, "Oh, that's kind of, you know, kind of catchy, this and that." I suppose this is Lucy. Somebody said Lucy sounds a bit like Annie Lennox on this one, we'll send it out in honor of Aretha Franklin.
Oh, nice! All right, Clouds Under My Feet.
Never before have I felt this way.
Chasing rainbows.
That's Clouds Under My Feet, and that is a Stuart McNeil composition. And I'm speaking with Stuart about the latest album from the Barry McNeils, and it's called On the Bright Side, and they're getting ready to tour this right around the corner, and this is an extensive tour. Would you speak to us about the tour?
Well, we started touring On the Bright Side back in late May and June. We did a very extensive Ontario tour of the theaters there, and it was great. It was just so nice to get out and do a new tour with lots of new material, and the fans really seemed to dig it, and we had a lot of fun with it, and then we did some shows through the summer, and then we did a maritime portion of that on the Bright Side. We did a tour, a concert tour that was just grand, and that was just late September, early October. We went through Nova Scotia, PEI, and New Brunswick. And I guess we'll be continuing on the Bright Side, the tour out in on the west coast of Canada. We'll be out there in the spring, so people can watch for that.
Boy, I was just looking at your schedule, and it looks like you're going to be out in Alberta, British Columbia.
Well, we are.
River, Sydney, Regina, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay. You're coming through Ottawa,
yes,
the Center Point Theater in December. Wow.
That's part of our annual trek across Canada, the Barry McNeils Christmas tour.
Okay.
So we fly out west on November 19th, and we start out on Vancouver Island. And we get on a tour bus, we work our way right across the country, and we finish up on Cape Breton on December 23rd, I think it is.
Ooh-wee, that's cutting it tight, just in time to get back home.
Got to get home and get your gifts.
I'll tell you. Stuart, how many gigs would you guys play on average during the year? That's a lot of gigs.
I'm not really sure, but we don't tour, we're not on the road as much as we used to be, but the Christmas tour certainly is, that's our major tour for the year. But On the Bright Side has us out doing a few weeks at a time, so it's been a good year for us.
Wow, that's great. That's great. And I would urge everybody listening in to go up to your website. It's BarryMcNeils.com. The easy
Check
one to
out.
Get to. And, boy, take a close look at it, because they're likely to be at a place near you.
Follow us on Facebook, too. There's always
stuff
to do with our tour. Yeah. So.
Alrighty. Yeah. Alrighty. The Underachiever, that's an interesting story. Who wrote that?
Well, that's one that I wrote.
I
wrote it a while back. And I think one of the first, my first memories of singing this was I was in Belfast, and we were outside of a pub there. There was a session we were at that night. I think the pub was called the Rose, maybe. It's a regular session place in the Rose. I can't remember now. It's quite a few years back anyway. But at the end of the night, there were people singing a cappella songs outside of the pub, and I got enough nerve up, and I belted this one out, and there was a huge applause, so... I kept on singing it after that.
Isn't that fun? Well, tell us about the story. What prompted the story about the Underachiever?
I don't know. Well, you know, it's funny because it's kind of a funny catch because, I suppose in ways everyone has things that they achieve and don't achieve, or there are times when they say, well, why couldn't that have been me, or, you know, that kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. And that's what comes out in the song. But it's interesting because I think it was inspired by listening to Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers. And I wrote this song. Well, it had a lot of music involved, and then I said, I think this is a better a cappella song. So I kind of started working on an a cappella version, and that's what it ended up being. It seemed like it was always meant to be. I usually send it out to the Leafs fans.
Okie dokie, I won't say a word. Here is the Underachiever.
Say no more.
Well, I'm turning in my uniform, my membership expired. I've been slow to meet the image that's required. Well, it always ends the same when there's no one left to blame. I pack up all my boxes and I go. There are places in the cities, spaces in the park, where pigeons go to think about their lives. And if anyone should ask you, spare a little change, tell them change is what they give you when you're dead. Well, it's a shame I've been sinning. It's a testament to living. I'm no perfect resurrection from the dead. So please keep your distance. I'll be of no assistance. I'm just someone who couldn't get ahead. Well, you're pulling on the push door, straining to get in. You're so embarrassed that you try to hide. Ah, the laws of simple physics that get you through the day. It seems they change the system overnight. Laundry gets assorted, beauty gets escorted. Am I the first to wonder where I've been? While the icons and idols are bathing in the light, casting shadows on the like of me and you. Well, it's a shame I've been sinning. It's a testament to living. I'm no perfect resurrection from the dead. So please keep your distance. I'll be of no assistance. I'm just someone who couldn't get ahead. I see you eating at a bistro. I love to see you eat. Though everyone around you is subdued. Well, they celebrate success. Rumor has it you'll be next. And they're guiding you through each and every move. Granted, you're the one they need. They have many mouths to feed. Praying on the golden goddess they have spun. They're counting eggs before they hatch. They're counting on a perfect batch. Spinning tales of all the lovers you consume. Well, it's a shame I've been sinning. It's a testament to living. I'm no perfect resurrection from the dead. So please keep your distance. I'll be of no assistance. I'm just someone who couldn't get ahead. Well, I'm dancing in a graveyard. The ground is moving slow. I move among the crosses in the row. Well, my mind is pretty burnt up. I lost a friend today. And it seems like I'm the only one who knows. But I'm one with my creator. I feel the master's plan. Though destiny is hard to understand. Well, it's not about the living. It's not about the dead, just a vision that keeps flashing in my head. Well, it's a shame I've been sinning. It's a testament to living. I'm no perfect resurrection from the dead. So please keep your distance. I'll be of no assistance. I'm just someone who couldn't get ahead. Well, it's a shame I've been sinning. It's a testament to living. I'm no perfect resurrection from the dead. So please keep your distance. I'll be of no assistance. I'm just someone who couldn't get ahead.
We built those boats down at the shipyard for 40 years or more.
Hey, this is Dave Gunning, and you're listening to Sounds Atlantic with my good buddy Ron Moores.
As I watch the night fall across a tired floor, far too old for working anymore.
All right, everyone, that's the Underachiever. It's a Stuart McNeil composition, and we're winding our way through, and holy cow, we're starting to run out of time here. We better talk about this lovely instrumental. This is an upbeat fiddle tune here. Who wrote the Saratoga set? Or I guess it's a set of tunes.
Well, it's kind of a cool group, because it's just the fiddles, and Jamie Gaddy joins on the bass. And it's, you know... It you know, the three fiddles, and they're all just kind of working together as a team to make the accompaniment happen, the rhythm section, and it's first Saratoga reel, I think, is from the Thousand Fiddle Tunes. It's probably originally an American tune, and that is, I actually hear Kyle, or sorry, a boy carries the lead on that, and Lucy and Kyle are providing the rhythm section. Then it kicks into the second tune is written by I think it's a shared Jerry Holland and Dougie McDonald, two Cape Breton, two late Cape Breton composers who are well known in the Cape Breton fiddles circles for sure.
Yeah, you know, I will forever feel awful that I miss Jerry Holland. I talked to him on the phone, and he said, "Geez, Ron, I can't talk to you now, but when I get back from my next tour, let's have a chat." And it didn't happen. He left us too soon.
He did. He certainly did. Wow.
Remarkable fiddle player.
Oh, and composer, and he was just really. People loved Jerry. He was just a very likable guy.
Yeah. Wow.
And Dougie McDonald as well. Dougie's on one of our earlier albums. We had a group called the Dougie McDonald Set, and Dougie Mac it was called actually. And that set was actually dedicated to Dougie. But this is the Saratoga set.
Here it is. Saratoga set. It's from On the Bright Side, and that's the latest release from the Barrow McNeils. I'm talking with Stuart from, I think, his home in Cape Breton. You know what? It amazes me that all of you are so multidisciplinary. I mean, each of you play several instruments. I mean, there must have been constant music around your house when you were kids growing up.
Yeah, there was a lot of music, a lot of drop-ins. Our parents really enjoyed having people in and playing, and you know, relatives and friends, and you know, and like for example, you know, like people like Brenda Stubbert's father, Robert Stubbert, and wow. And Robert's brother, Lockie, they would drop in, you know, and play tunes with us, and it just became known as a. It was just we always played a lot of music, and I think that was, and also we would go up to my mother's family place in the McKenzie's house in Washabuck, and that was the big part of I think why we play music today. There's just so many great memories and exposed to fantastic fiddling, you know, people like Carl McKenzie, who, you know, Carl was recorded on the Rounder label back in the 70s, and Hector McKenzie's legendary MC and fiddler and composer too. Oh. He's, a lot of people are recording Hector's tunes these days. Yeah,
incredible. It's, the talent is incredible. But
I should say too, our mom, she was just an incredible wealth of music. You know, versatile. I think she was an amateur musician who just played whatever she took up. Basically, you know, she played piano. They had the first piano in their community. So that's where all the fiddlers used to land. And, you know, there used to be people traveling from Halifax and St. Evex University in Antigonish to Sydney, and that was one of the stops on the way through. People would come, and people like Dan Huey McCachran, who would come there, and Joe McLean, Michael Anthony McLean from, you know, there's just that tremendous tradition. And it's just a lot of fun. And my mother was... She was a fantastic step dancer and teacher. She taught so many step dancers around Cape Breton.
Some of you step dance. So your mom would have been responsible for that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know, I have to say that, and I had the pleasure, as I said, of seeing your parents. You have, without a doubt, a very special mother and father. And I say that because here you are. I've lost track how many years you've been on the go here, but it's the same group. I mean, there must be a level of affection among you all that sustains you for that
length really,
of time.
You know, when they say the music keeps you together, I think it's very true in our case, because, you know, especially when you don't perform for a while, and then you get together and, you know, you hear everybody playing, or if you're at a house party all of a sudden and Kyle cuts into some tunes, and you do realize how fortunate we've been in our circumstances growing up, and it's, you know, we've been very fortunate to be able to making music for over 30 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you've been coming right across the country for that length of time. I mean, boy,
yeah.
I can remember seeing you guys on the TV here locally, you know, years and years and years ago. It's really a very, very, as you say, it's a very special bond and a very...
Well, we've opened for everybody from Rita McNeil to Celine Dion to the Doobie Brothers.
that covers the ground. it's wonderful. I've saved this last tune for last because it's the one that moves me. And maybe it's just the time, I don't know, but you and I were talking off air about the tragedy that we're watching below, watching a nation tear itself apart. This is a song of hope, and it's timely, but it goes all the way back to, I guess, around 1980 when this incredibly talented group of Swedes came together as ABBA, and Bjorn Ulvaeus and Benny Andersson wrote "The Way Old Friends Do."
"The Way Old Friends Do" is very much in the closing of the party type of song. You know, it has such a you know, that traditional feel, you know, like the Parting Glass and all those legendary songs. And actually, we had one of our biggest fans in Chicago. He sent us a tape one time, and he said, "These are songs that I think you should cover." And that was one of the songs, and I never heard it before, and I listened to it, and I said, "Wow." And I said, "You know, yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head on that one."
Yeah.
And it's... It certainly has been a fan favorite, and one of the first times we did a public performance of it was there was a huge show in Sydney just after the Fort McMurray fires to to raise some money and support some of the survivors. And there were so many that the people who were just in shock after those fires. And that night at the show, we performed this song. You know, it's a song in certainly just to celebrate our strengths during hard times and good times. And it's called The Way Old Friends Do.
Well, I put you, just before we play this, I put you guys to the test. I went back and I listened to Abba sing it, and the hair just went up on the back of my neck. And then I came back to your album, and when I play it, and you know what? Same hair went right back up. You guys do a wonderful job, and everybody's going to hear this in a second.
Well, you know, thanks so much for putting your hair up, but don't be afraid to let your hair down sometime.
Oh, I tell you, that'll happen. That'll happen. Don't fear. Stuart, I want to say thanks to you because first of all, it's been a real treat to talk to you again. It's been a while since we have, but it's a real joy to talk to you about this album. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Well, thank you so much, and hello to fans new and old, and hopefully we'll see you out on the road somewhere.
Indeed. Check the calendar and go see them, everybody, and here is The Way Old Friends Do.
You and I can share the silence, finding comfort together the way old friends do. And after fights and words of violence, we make up with each other the way old friends do. Times of joy and times of sorrow, we will always see it through. Oh, I don't care what comes tomorrow, we can face it together the way old friends do. You and I can share the silence, finding comfort together the way old friends do. And fights and words of violence, we make up with each other the way old friends do. Times of joy and times of sorrow, we can face it together the way old friends do. Times of joy and times of sorrow, we will always see. Face it together
the way
Hi, this is Kim Stockwood, and you're listening to Sounds Atlantic with the lovely Ron Moores.
My skin down to my soul like it's always been.
Well, that's our feature show on the music of the Barry McNeils. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Do tune in next week when I'm expecting a visit from Prince Edward Island's superb Acadian group up there on the north shore of Prince Edward Island. They are Vish 10, and they're scheduled to visit with us here to showcase their brand new release. And if you have any comments about the show, of course, I'd love to hear from you. You can post them on Facebook or on my website at ronmoores.com. Sounds Atlantic is also broadcast on CJHR 98.7 FM. Valley Heritage Radio in Renfrew, Ontario, as well as on VOBB, that's 95.9 FM in Gros Morne National Park, the voice of Bond Bay in Newfoundland and Labrador. And in addition, the podcast is available on the Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher networks, and on my website at ronmoores.com/podcast. This podcast is also a feature of CKCU 93.1 FM, where I also host the Back 40 every Saturday at noon. And until next week, I'm your host, Ron Moores, hoping you'll keep on the sunny side. Thanks so much for listening. Take care of yourselves, be kind, and I'll see you back here soon.